picking up the music, right?
On our headsets. I'm hearing myself. Our headsets are working fine. Testing 1-2, 1-2. There, I'm.
Well, if you're hearing us out there, we've got a computer problem.
It's in the laptop. Yeah, it's. But I'm not sure. The night it happened to Jeff and me, we shut it down completely. We couldn't even get on the air. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. Wow. Testing. We have no sound coming out of the laptop. No sound out of the laptop. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're speaking to you from Jackson Center High School. Some technical difficulties tonight. We just heard from Ken Barhorst at the Sydney Daily News. We are coming through loud and clear. Unfortunately, no sound emanating from our laptop computer, sound card device, some kind of malfunction. So you won't be hearing Van Halen like you normally do before our presentation starts, and you won't be hearing commercials online via our laptop because the sound mechanism in it is shot. It is, at least for the time being, not working. Could be the sound card element inside the laptop. We'll try to get that fixed tomorrow morning, but we are on the air, and we are bringing you high school coverage as planned tonight of the Jackson Center Botkins boys games. From here at Jackson Center, should be a very good contest. Botkins off to a fine start here in 2015-16. Having won 3, lost 2. Jackson Center unbeaten 3-0, although the Tigers did have a close call recently, beating Houston on the road by just 2 points. Botkins is just a last-second shot made by Allen East away from having a mark of 4-1 so far this year. Two fine head coaches go at it. Brett Meyer, Botkins, Scott Elkert, Jackson Center. Jackson Center in the last 5 or 6 years has won every match between these two teams. Botkins did pull off several years ago a major upset in the Pickwa sectional tourney final, nipping Jackson Center by a point, but it's been all Tigers since then, and Jackson Center has won most of those games quite easily. This could be a different story tonight. On paper, it looks like an extremely competitive game. The Botkins Trojans with a 3-2 record. It's an experienced team. Botkins has been shooting the three ball extremely well. Big 6'7", Chad Bergman in the middle. He is a real load. It's going to be an interesting confrontation tonight between Bergman and Brady Wildermuth. Brady at 6'5", solid defender, shuts down just about everybody he goes against. This game could swing on interior points in the paint. Also could swing on foul trouble. Neither team deep. Botkins a little deeper than Jackson Center, perhaps. Whichever team has to send Wildermuth or Bergman to the bench earlier because of fouls will be at a disadvantage. That is for certain. We're on the air tonight thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors. We will be talking about them through the evening, but you will not be hearing our 30 and 60 second pre-produced spots. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, we are having technical difficulties with our laptop. This is the first time this snafu has occurred in about 6 years. We've been on the air now 9 years plus on scoresbroadcast.com. 6 years ago with the previous laptop, we had a sound card go out completely at Trent Arena in a regional tournament game. But you can hear us. We are loud and clear from here at Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat. A festive night here at Jackson Center High School. King and queen were crowned during ceremonies at 6 o'clock. Drew Sosby, the king. Peyton Esther, the queen. Congratulations to those two, king and queen, tonight here at Jackson Center, Drew Sosby and Peyton Esser. As I was about to say, our anchor underwriting sponsors are American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, or I should say now, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Gratitude to Wilson Health, all the fine physicians, nurses, and personnel at Wilson Health. Thank you very much. The Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around at the Sydney Daily News. Gratitude to Ken Barhorst, especially tonight. Ken alerted us just several minutes ago that we were coming through loud and clear, Chuck and me, although no sound from our laptop computer tonight. And Middendorf Builders, another anchor underwriting sponsor, Middendorf in Fort Laramie, developing Timber Trail. Timber Trail, a subdivision south edge of Anna, Route 25A. Timber Trail near the interstate, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities. Beautiful wooded lots available at Timber Trail. And don't forget, Middendorf Builders will customize a home according to your plans and specifications. Chuck McBee alongside, having just spoken with Rhett Gish.
98% sure that a stiff horn.
Rhett Gish is our Scorers Broadcast.com chief engineer, who from long distance has been able to determine, we think, via remote management, that we have a quarter jack issue.
Yeah, because he said, when I plug it, and the internal mic works, he said, that's not the sound card.
So it's not the sound card. Our external mic to the laptop computer is working. So it's simply a cord that connects our Connex box and our laptop. We've had cord issues occasionally, once or twice over the last 4 or 5 years. It's popped up again tonight. We'll get that remedied tomorrow morning for sure. These additional underwriting sponsors tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. And the in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it is out of this world. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship. Well, Chuck, we always speak so highly about the many coaches here in the Upper Miami Valley, and two of the gentlemen who are among the most respected are here tonight, Scott Elkert, Jackson Center, Brett Meyer, Bodkins. Both teams play outstanding defense. Their mentors coach it to the hilt. Each team knows how to attack the other. Each club knows each other extremely well. Bodkins is off to a very good start this year. Could easily be 4-1, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. It's a team which has shot the three quite nicely. But I think success tonight for Bodkins will be determined by Chad Bergman's play on the inside. He and Brady Wildermuth, wow, what a dynamite pairing in the paint.
Well, yeah, you've got 34 points out of Sosby and Wildermuth for Jackson Center. And on the other side, you're right, Chad Bergman has got to stay on the floor, be effective in the paint, and not get himself into foul trouble. And the same thing goes with Brady Wildermuth also.
You mentioned Brady Wildermuth, 15.7 points a game. Drew Sosby, 18.3 points a game. Wildermuth, the leading rebounder in the club. He's the Mr. Do-It-All. Ethan Zorn has played very well here at the beginning of the year for Jackson Center, too. And if you put too much pressure on both Wildermuth and Sosby, look out. Ethan Zorn has got the experience to know when to shoot the ball. He will drain long-distance twos and threes on you.
Well, he was a force in the district last year against Troy Christian.
Sure was.
And I know Sosby was a monster. And then you look at Gavin Wildermuth, who did a great job shutting down Zawadzki, but Zorn was the X factor in that game.
Sure was. This Botkins team lost its opener of the year in the Shelby County League, 68-62 to Anna. That was a 24-24 game at the half. Botkins made 22 of 28 free throws in that contest to stay right in it. Chad Bergman had 23. Eric Grevey had 12. Botkins owns a nice 59-37 win against Parkway. Bergman at 15. Cameron Flora, 11. Ryan Egbert, 8. Notice, Chuck, I've already mentioned four or five different players when talking about leading scorers for Botkins. So if Bergman gets help, if he gets some balance around him in terms of shooting the ball, the Trojans have a good night to look forward to.
Well, you're right, because if they're playing two and three guys around Bergman to keep him, somebody's got to be open on the arc, and somebody's got to be able to knock down the jump shot. And if they do, you got to change your strategy if you're Scott Elkert.
Botkins owns a big road victory at Fort Loramie, 47-33. Botkins' defense came up big that night, holding Fort Loramie to four first-half field goals. The game Botkins would like back is the contest versus Allen East. Botkins led the whole way except for the final 7 seconds when Allen East canned a three to beat Botkins 47-45. The Trojans led by eight at the half, by six after three. Bergman had 21 in that game. Allen East hit four three-pointers in the second half to pull that game out. The most recent game for Botkins was a 64-51 victory over Houston. The Trojans got 18 from Grevey, 16 from Chad Bergman. Three different players hit threes on that night. Now you hear our playing of the Star Spangled Banner.
Jack and I recorded that earlier. It sounded pretty good, didn't it?
Oh, that was superb.
That was.
Wow. What an excellent pre-recorded version of the national anthem here at Jackson Center tonight. Festive evening, as I noted a few minutes ago. Homecoming at Jackson Center. Peyton Nesser, Queen, Drew Sosby, King. Botkins Trojans opening five, being introduced at the moment down on the floor. The initial five for Botkins reads like this. Chad Bergman in the middle. Bergman standing 6'7" tall. Cameron Flora, 5'11", a senior in the opening unit. Aaron Fullenkamp, 5'9", a senior, also starts. In addition for the Trojans, Luke Bergman, 6', a junior. He is Chad's brother. And the fourth starter is Eric Grevey. He is 6'2" tall and a senior. Botkins in the road, black gold numerals, trimmed in white. Opening five for the Jackson Center Tigers is as follows. Brady Wildermuth, of course, starts at the post. He is 6 feet, 6 inches tall. He's grown another inch, inch and a half in the last year or two, Chuck.
Put a little weight on, too. That's kind of what he needed to do. He's a heck of a basketball player.
Ethan Zorn, 6'2", at a wing position. Drew Sosby, 6'1", senior guard. And I think Bryce Sosby was also in the starting lineup.
Yes.
Drew's brother. Bryce, a 5'10" sophomore. And the fifth starter for Jackson Center, I may have missed.
Boozer, did you get Boozer?
No, I did not. Gavin Boozer.
Yep.
6 feet, a sophomore. He wears 10 on his back. He is the fifth starter for the Tigers. Jackson Center in the home white, black numbers trimmed in orange. And I love the new 3D Tiger Cat.
That's a good-looking tiger.
On the floor at midcourt here at Jackson Center. If you haven't been to the Jackson Center gym since last year, you're going to want to pay a visit and take a big picture of the huge Tiger Cat at midcourt. What is it, Chuck? A good 15, 18 feet square?
Yeah, and then they've got the two State of Ohio insignias on each side with a tiger right where Jackson Center is.
I like
it. They did a nice job fixing up the gym.
I really do like it a lot. Very colorful here at Jackson Center, as always, and quite raucous. The Pep Band can be very noisy. Botkins won the opening tap. Trojans have the ball down below to a right. Patiently attacking. On the arc, it's Fullenkamp. Gives it up to Flora. Flora can shoot the three. Doesn't hear. Weaves it to Grevy, where they continue to look for Bergman, who flashes from low up high. And here's a ball thrown to the cutter, knifing through the defense's Flora. The ball is knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds off the Tigers. We have played 50 seconds, no score, have not had a shot yet. And if this is indicative of the entire night, we're looking for a low-scoring defensive tussle. Here's the inbounds pass by Bodkins, then thrown into Bergman. It's off the mark, goes out of bounds. Jackson Center to midcourt. Drew Sosby on the bounce, gives it up to Zorn straight away. Far left corner to Gavin Boozer, rotated outside the arc to Drew, 30 feet out. Right part of the floor, Eric Grevy guards it. Ball circled to Fullenkamp, 20 feet out near side. Not Fullenkamp, my mistake.
That's Boozer.
That's Boozer. Four is Fullenkamp for Bodkins, looking at my wrong lineup. Here's a long three by Drew Sosby behind the screen. Missed it off the back flange. High arching rebound back out to the Tigers. Taken there by Zorn. Zorn with a bounce pass entry into Gavin Wildermuth. Or I should say Brady Wildermuth.
We'll get it.
It's off the mark and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he needs to take the ball on the dribble a couple of steps and get a better angle on that entry pass.
Yeah, both teams trying to enter the ball to Brady Wildermuth for Jackson Center and Chad Bergman for Botkins. Neither club able to connect. And we are scoreless with 2 minutes gone. Here's Bergman on the arc for Botkins. Gives it up on the play to Flora. Holding a hand high is Aaron Fullenkamp, who cuts through the lane after giving the ball up. 20 feet away to Grevy. Here's a lob down inside for Bergman, broken up at Jackson Center. Here comes Drew Sosby down the floor in a hurry. Gives it to the trailer. It is Wildermuth. Brady lets one fly, and as you can tell from the roar of the crowd here at Jackson Center, Brady Wildermuth swished a bomb, a three-pointer. He was late coming down the floor. Sosby found him. Nobody picked Brady up, and he sunk the shot. Botkins back in a jiffy. Quick entry pass. Grevy to Bergman in the lane. He's jostled. Shoots anyway. Foul. Jackson Center. Two free throws for Chad.
He did bump him a little bit, but he got his arm on the shot. They're going to call that every time.
Chad Bergman at the free throw stripe. Open stance. Right foot ahead of the left. Aims and hits. It's 2-1. Or I should say 3-1 in favor of the Jackson Center Tigers. That was a long three by Wildermuth. Second free throw, Bergman up and in as well. 3-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Drew Sosby straight away. Gives it up to Zorn. Left side pass goes to Bryce Sosby. Handling the ball 20 feet out is Boozer. Botkins appears to be in a
tightly switching man-to-man defense, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing him straight up and with a lot of help defense.
Here's Drew Sosby, a little crease down the lane, gets around a couple players, a wild horse shot, no chance to make it, but there's contact, and Drew gets two free throws for his trouble. 3-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Drew Sosby at the line. 5:04 to go, first quarter.
Neither team's going to give anything defensively, so you're going to earn your points tonight.
Here is Drew Sosby aiming, shooting, and connecting. 4-2, Jackson Center.
He's shooting 78% from the free throw line in through their first three games.
Boy, Drew Sosby does so many things so well. Like shoot fouls, as Chuck noted, another swish. 5-2, Jackson Center in the lead. Here's Fullenkamp in backcourt for Butkins. Over that newly developed multiple color 3D looking tiger at midcourt. Hands it off on the plate to Grevy. Back to Fullenkamp. Gets a high screen from Bergman. Bergman rolls, catches the ball 16 feet away, but it's poked loose by Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Zorn romping down the floor into the right corner. Ripped away from him. Botkin saves it. Inbounds to Aaron Fullenkamp. Nice hustle by the Trojans. Ball ripped up ahead to Greedy. Fakes right, goes left. Telegraphs a pass. Intercepted by Drew Sosby. Look out. He goes the other way. Got it for two. 7-2 in favor of the Tigers. Botkins needs to take better care of the ball. 4:21 left here in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors tonight. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, and LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. A big shout out tonight to Mary Lee Smock of LaCalle Equipment. Her partner in crime, so to speak, at LaCalle Equipment, Roger Dietrich, is here. I just spoke with Roger down below several minutes ago. Hello to Mary Lee at LaCalle. LaCalle has been on the air with us since our inception here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we give a big thank you to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCalle also underwrites our halftime, during which we highlight a couple cheerleaders from each school, young ladies who excel on the court and in the classroom. After the Botkins timeout, a long three-pointer was fired up there by Flora, way short, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers, who bring it down. It is Sosby, near side to Zorn. Back to Drew. Drew gets a screen, uses it, and hits a 17-footer. Good-looking jumper by Drew Sosby. Never anything wrong with his form. Wow. Nothing but cord on that shot. 9-2, Jackson Center. 3:35 to go in the first quarter of play. Aaron Fullenkamp has the ball out high, gives it to Flora. Down inside of the cutter for Botkins, who powers to the lane. It's Eric Grevy, shot it high off the glass above the window. Rebounded by the Tigers. Here's Sosby. Sosby enters the top of the circle. Foul line, jump shot, short, no good. Rebound yanked down by Chad Bergman. Here's a no-look pass up the floor. Sosby picks it off, but he's out of bounds. Botkins needs to be more aware in giving up the basketball. Jackson Center always sharp defensively. 9-2 in favor of the Tigers. 3:11 to go, first quarter. Outside the arc, near side, is Luke Bergman. Luke, a 6-foot junior. He can spot up and shoot the three. Good entry from Fullenkamp to Chad. Chad with a sweeping hook shot, a 6-footer in off the window. Nice shot by Chad Bergman of Botkins. 9-4, Jackson Center by 5. Here's Sosby outside the arc to Brady Willemuth. Shot fake. Takes it to the rim. Oh, what a block by Bergman from behind. Excellent defense by Chad, who ripped it away. Botkins the other direction. And then an errant pass by Botkins, which gives it right back up to the Tigers. 2:36 left in the first. 9-4, Jackson Center. Here comes Jackson Center up the floor. Zorn. Left side, Boozer. Around the top of the circle to Sosby, now Zorn. Near side pass goes to Gavin Boozer. Spotting up is Zorn. Zorn gets room, 23-footer. He makes it, a long one by Ethan Zorn. You simply can't give him that much clearance.
Now, if he can set his feet, he has a really slow release, but if you let him set his feet, he's a dead eye.
12-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Dribbling with the basketball, going too far under is Aaron Fullenkamp. Bad pass into the lane. Stolen by Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers down the floor. Good pass to Brady Wildermuth. In transition. Stops and hits an 8-footer. Hopkins needs another timeout. So far, the Tigers' defense has put on a clinic.
Well, what a great job of body control that time to make that shot and not pick up the charge.
Oh, wasn't it, though? Superb play by Brady Wildermuth down to our left. And I'm sure before the night's out, Chuck, I will call him Gavin at least
one more time.
Yeah, at least one more time, maybe a couple. So, listeners, give me a little space on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're watching the huddle. They're up 14-4, and Scott Elkert is all over his team because he's still with a 10-point lead, seeing things that he's not liking to see. That's coaching.
Two very good head coaches here tonight, Brett Meyer, Bodkins, Scott Elkert, Jackson Center. So far, Bodkins has not taken well enough care of the basketball. Simply put, too many floor miscues.
They got 6 turnovers in about 6 minutes.
And, Chuck, those are live ball turnovers, most of them leading to runouts, makeable shots at the other end for the Tigers.
Exactly.
Minute 52 to go in the first, 14-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Inbounding in backcourt, Eric Grevy for the Trojans. Goes to Aaron Fullenkamp, the 5'9 senior. Tracks down the floor, pulls up at the foul line, enters it into Bergman. One-on-one against Brady Wildermuth. Overshoots it, no good. Weak side rebounding foul on Bodkins. Nothing going the Trojans' way so far. 14-4 Jackson Center. A minute 41 left in the first. Here comes Jackson Center up and over the timeline. Drew Sosby's got it on the bounce. Hands off to Zorn. Zorn's made a long three so far in this game. Now to Brady Wildermuth, 25 feet out. Jackson Center spreading the floor now. Under 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sosby drives, pitches to Zorn in the corner. On top to Brady. Brady with a high dribble into the lane, almost fell down. Gave it up to Sosby, right wing. Jumping, shooting inside the arc. Short, no good. Oh, what a save on the rebound by Zorn. Back to Drew Sosby from 16. He caroms off the rim into the corner. Jackson Center's Boozer tries to gather the ball before it goes out of bounds. He cannot do it. A minute 3 left in the first, 14-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Tell you, one constant for the Tigers, Chuck, is defense. Jackson Center has off-shooting nights like all high school clubs do. But Jackson Center plays suffocating defense for 32 minutes. Brett Meyer at Bodkins coaches it as well. Here's Fullenkamp spotting up outside the arc near side. Got a good look from Eric Grevy, and Fullenkamp swishes a 22-footer.
A good set play that time called by Coach Meyer.
Well done to Brett and his staff. 14-7. Jackson Center leads by 7. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. With the ball 25 feet away for Jackson Center, Chase Hickman, a 6'4 junior, has entered. Here's a three by Zorn from the extreme corner. It rattles out, no good. Rebound off the inside player, Hickman, of the Tigers, and it goes out of bounds. 22 seconds to go, first period. Bodkins connected on the last field goal, needs another before the end of the initial 8 minutes. 14 seconds to go. 14-7 Tigers. Bodkins throwing a long cross-court pass to Ryan Egbert, who's in now. He is a guard. The 6-footer chucked it up, missed it hard, no good. Rebound by Jackson Center. Zorn into the forecourt. Let's fly a 30-footer. No, off the iron. And the first quarter closes out here at Jackson Center. Tigers lead the Trojans by a count of 14-7 after the first 8 minutes. Jackson Center did it with splendid defense. Bodkin showing signs of getting its offense straightened out during the latter part of the first period. So many thanks tonight to Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around, plus Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie.
Again, we have what we believe is a cable issue coming out of our laptop computer. So no sound from our laptop tonight. This is the first time in 6 or 7 years this has happened. It is very likely a cable, not the sound element in the laptop itself, but a cable. Thus, we'll be talking about our sponsors live throughout the entire evening. Hopefully, we'll get this issue fixed in the morning. We've got two games for you tomorrow here on ScorersBroadcast.com. On the air at 2:10, Fort Loramie girls at Anna. Then tomorrow night, we are at Fort Loramie. 7:40 p.m. webcast time for New Bremen at Fort Loramie in a boys game. And we've got the Botkins Trojans in action again on Tuesday for you from New Knoxville. Second quarter underway. Jackson Center with the ball to her left. Here's Brady Wildermuth with a head fake. And he might have faked himself out. The official noticed it. The pivot foot was dragged. That's a travel. Brady simply trying to do a little too much. 20 feet from the hoop. Botkins with the ball, down 7, first half minute, second quarter. Right wing, it's Grevy for the Trojans. Throws straight away, Nolan Grevy, the senior's got it. Hits a cutter, Ryan Egbert down the lane, missed it hard, no good. Rebound by big Chad Bergman as he went up over Hickman, snatched it. Hickman slapped him on the wrist as Chad was shooting. He's got two shots coming. Chad Bergman has been strong on the offensive glass for Botkins so far, and he is a sparkling three-point shooter for a 6'7 lad, Chuck. He dips those knees. Very steady movement up on top. Mechanical form repeats itself shot after shot. He drains both free throws.
He's a good free throw shooter. He keeps his head still. He's very still on the free throw line.
Chad Bergman was a solid performer last year for Botkins. He's improved. He's even better this season. Here is Jackson Center with the ball up 5. 50 seconds gone in the second quarter. Deep in the right corner, it's Bryce Sosby. Down inside to Brady Wildermuth. He missed the 5-footer. Then he got the rebound, tipped it in. Oh, my goodness, what a play by Brady. And they call a foul on Botkins. Brady Wildermuth had the initial shot, carom off the iron, and then he flicked the ball back toward the hoop with his right wrist. It went in, and he was fouled down low in the shot. He misses the free throw. It lipped the rim and came off into the right corner. Fullenkamp traces it down for Botkins.
He's 55% from the free throw line, which say he's 12 for 23 now, so he's a little less than that.
Yep, he's a little spotty at the stripe, is Brady Wildermuth. 16-9, Jackson Center by 7, 6:50 left to go in the second quarter. Here's Botkins trying to enter the ball to the baseline to Chad Bergman. He's virtually tackled from the backside. Foul, Jackson Center. Three fouls each way. 1:10 gone, second quarter. Fullenkamp the playmaker, into the left corner to Grevy. Eric Grevy outside the arc, near side, Nolan Grevy. Now back to Eric. Boy, they're looking for Bergman constantly. And Hickman and Wildermuth have him bracketed more often than not. Here's a switch off at Jackson Center. Open look by Nolan Grevy straight away. No good off the back brace. Rebound Jackson Center. Up 7. Quickly forecourt right at Zorn to Drew Sosby. Outside the arc. Now to Bryce, 25 feet out. Bryce Sosby, Ethan Zorn, hop, step, and a jump. Might have walked in the lane. Gave it up to Hickman. Baseline left. Good on the 15-footer. Nice shot, Chase Hickman. 18-9, Jackson Center back up by 9. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Botkins with the ball, 20 feet away, it's Eric Grevy. Ball dumped baseline left to Nolan. Nolan goes toward the rim, little teardrop, missed it, long, no good. In traffic. That was a tough play for him. Jackson Center ripped away the rebound. Here's Brady Wildermuth, near side, Bryce Sosby. On the bounce to Zorn. 9-point lead, Tigers. Drew Sosby fakes left, goes right. That's a good call. Too much spinning, not enough dribbling. Traveling violation on the Tigers. Head coach Scott Elker at Jackson Center says, hey, my man was grabbed on the wrist and spun around. That's why he traveled. The official doesn't buy it. Here comes Botkins to midcourt.
18-9 Tigers. 5:20 left to go, second quarter. Far left wing, it's Aaron Fullenkamp. Behind the arc now, jumping, shooting. Hit the backboard first, then the rim. Rebound ripped away by Ethan Zorn as he tugged at it with Bergman. Quickly down the floor, Bergman gets there late. Brady Wildermuth beats him to the rim, catches, no good. Foul, Bergman over the top. Jackson center, Chuck, recognizing that Chad Bergman was down here to our right, scrapping hard for the rebound. He was late getting down the floor. Brady beat him to the spot, caught the pass, was fouled, makes the first free throw, 19-9, Jackson center.
Jackson center is always, they tend to run a control type break. I mean, they got cutters following up the trailers. They don't just pell-mell down the floor, but they run it well.
Brady Wildermuth connects twice at the free throw line. 20-9, Jackson center leads. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Fullenkamp goes right side to Luke Bergman. Cross court, Ryan Egbert. Egbert to Eric Grevy. Bounce pass top of the circle. Cameron Flora looks to the near side. And Ethan Zorn puts a little pressure on him. Traveling violation is called. That was minute. The official detected it, sold it, and we play on. 4:48 to go, second quarter. 20-9, Jackson center. A weave out on top. 20 feet out, Drew Sosby. Here's Zorn straight away behind a screen. Boy, that was lengthy. No good, it rolled out. Brady Wildermuth sticks it back in for the Tigers. Brady Wildermuth having a strong game. 22-9, Jackson center. Far left side of the floor, Egbert. Egbert looks down inside for Brady Wildermuth. He and Bergman are going at it, and I think Chad has whistled to the foul.
Brady was all over him, and Chad kind of threw him off of him.
Boy, that is a real difficult break for Bodkins, because I think that's number two on Chad Bergman.
I think so. I didn't see it go up on the board.
Nope, I didn't either. In fact, it was not registered officially, but I believe that's two on Chad Bergman, who comes out. Tough pill to swallow there, as both Bergman and Wildermuth were battling with each other. That could have been ignored. Might have been a play on. Instead, Jackson center gets the ball but throws it away in the right corner. Tigers went too fast for their own good. 22-9 in favor of Jackson center. 4:05 left in the second. Tigers 3-0. Bodkins 3-2. Trojans will bring it down. Homecoming night here at Jackson Center High School. Peyton Esser, outstanding athlete in her own right. Very good volleyball player and fine hoop star as well. Was pronounced the queen, the king, Drew Sosby. As he, speaking of Drew, he comes up the floor, gets a nice screen. Cuts to the left of the foul lane and hits a fadeaway 12-footer, and Bodkins needs another timeout. Jackson center's Drew Sosby is getting the shots he wants this evening. 3:42 to go here in the second quarter. 24-9 in favor of the Jackson Center Tigers, who've done the damage all year long with the trio of Wildermuth, Sosby, and Zorn. No different tonight, except for the fact that Chase Hickman off the bench has added a bucket.
Yeah, Wildermuth has 11, and Drew Sosby has 8.
So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area, according to surveys. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, to name several. You're covered with a plan that fits your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one always for your insurance needs is Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Here's Bodkins after the timeout. Oh, a splendid play. knifing into the lane. Luke Bergman, fall away jumper, loops in from 10 feet away. Good play by Luke Bergman, one-on-one maneuver. And it's 24-11 in favor of Jackson Center. 3:15 left here in the second. Here's Drew Sosby feeling the hot hand. Fall away jumper, 17-footer. Poor shot selection there. The Jackson Center's Brady Wildermuth gets a paw on the rebound, and he's fouled. 3:10 to go, second quarter. 24-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Brady's free throw off to the left, no good. Seems like Brady either swishes them, Chuck, or when he misses, he's not real close.
He misses long.
Second shot, Brady Wildermuth. That clanged off the iron, no good. Neither one went in. Chad Bergman snares the rebound for Bodkins.
He was falling backwards on that one. If you're not solid at the line, you're going to miss more than you make.
Pass up the floor by Eric Grevy, deflected by Jackson Center. Goes out of bounds. 3 minutes, a second to go. Second quarter of play. Ball inbound by Cameron Flora. Into the post to Chad Bergman. Goes to work on Brady Wildermuth. Help down defense from Zorn. And Zorn claws at the wrist of Bergman and fouls. He gets two shots. Whenever the ball is directed to Chad Bergman immediately, he is blanketed by at least two Tiger defenders. Bergman dips the knees, nothing but net. Boy, you can count the free throws one after another before they go in when Chad Bergman is at the stripe. 24-12, Jackson Center leads, 2:56 left, second quarter. Another free throw by Bergman, bouncing, comes off. Rebound into the hands of the Jackson Center Tigers. Drew Sosby down the floor, thrown away. Bodkins has it, running the other way fast. Block shot, Grevy couldn't get it to go. Tigers retaliating right to left. Drew Sosby in the corner, step back three ball. Hits the rim short, no good. Rebounded by Nolan Grevy of Bodkins. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Bodkins' offense has been stymied, only 12 points so far in 14 minutes. Chad Bergman, high post. Looks against Brady Wildermuth. Stumbles into the lane. Off balance, bank shot, 8-footer, good. Nice play by Bergman. Formidable play, but Chad, he used every muscle in his body to get that ball up and over Brady Wildermuth, 24-14. 10-point lead for Jackson Center. Sosby's got it straight away. Near side, Zorn. Zorn's got a good look. It is in, the three-pointer.
That was Bryce Sosby.
My mistake. I said Zorn.
Yep.
And it was Bryce Sosby on the shot. Nothing but cord. Nolan Grevy coming right back. A teardrop, a runner, baseline left. In for Bodkins. Good-looking shot by Nolan Grevy. 20 feet out near side. It's Zorn for Jackson Center. Gives it up straight away to Sosby. Drew's got it outside the arc to Wildermuth. Oh, wide open player. Zorn cutting to the basket. Good assist, and the shot is made.
Somebody got lost defensively.
29-16. Bodkins down 13. Spurting down the floor. Eric Grevy all the way to the rim. Shovel shot. No good. High off the glass. Rebound. Brady Wildermuth to Zorn. Gives it up on the play to Drew Sosby. There's a step back triple, maybe out of Drew's range in the half court offense. No good. It clanked off the iron. Rebound by Bodkins. 54 seconds to go here in the first half. Oh, a great baseline drive by Cameron Flora. Flora, the 5'11 senior, took it to the cup for two. 29-18 in favor of Jackson Center. Nearly tied up 25 feet away. Is Zorn. Zorn is tied up. Lost the ball. Bodkin stole it. Other direction. Driving layup. Yes. Eric Grevy got the deuce. Bodkins once down 15 is within 9. 20 seconds to go, first half. Excellent defense by Bodkins on the Tigers' last trip up the floor. Drew Sosby's got the ball, center logo. He's got Zorn to his right. Bryce, his brother, to his left. 6 seconds on the clock. 5 seconds on the clock. They clear out for Drew Sosby, who goes to the foul line. Has the shot blocked. It's into the hands of Zorn. Fall away 10-footer, no good. Buzzer sounds.
and a Trojan player hit the floor hard. 29-20, first half is closed out. Jackson Center leads by 9. We now focus our attention down to our left as in that mass of humanity that pile up in the paint on those two Jackson Center shots was Eric Grevy, who got twisted all around. He pops up, runs off the floor. He's fine. That's good to see. He'll be back out there to start the third quarter, or at least play in the third for the Botkins Trojans. Halftime here at Jackson Center, 29-20, Tigers, who have displayed great defense here tonight. Jackson Center once led 24-9. A nice flurry by Botkins late in that second quarter as the Trojans' offense began to gain some traction. Botkins outscored Jackson Center 10-5 in the last 3 minutes of that first half. 29-20, Jackson Center leading after going up 14-7 after one. And then, as I said, the Tigers scored the first 10 of 12 to open play in the second period. Widened that gap out to 15 before Botkins came on strong late in that second quarter. Don't miss out on furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture. High quality furniture for your dining and living room, home office and entertainment space, and adult and youth bedroom. All at Goffney. Priced just perfectly for your budget. And take advantage of the Goffney Furniture website, GoffneyFurniture.com, for added savings and additional $25 off. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Extremely high quality furniture with a price tag that you will like. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 29-20, Jackson Center leads Botkins by 9. Chuck, let's take a look at some numbers after two quarters.
Well, the Tigers have a 17-9 rebounding advantage, 6-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams did a pretty good job by handling the basketball, as well as both teams played defense. 7 turnovers for the Trojans, 6 for Jackson Center. 5 of 6 from the free throw line for Botkins, 4 of 7 for Jackson Center. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they were led by Brady Wildermuth with 11. They got 8 from Drew Sosby. They got 5 from Ethan Zorn. 3 from Bryce Sosby and 2 from Chase Hickman. Is that right, Chase?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't read my own writing. They scored 14 and 15, 29 for the first half. On the other side, Chad Bergman has 9 points. They got 3 points out of Aaron Fullenkamp. Then they got 2 each from Eric Grevy, Cameron Flora, Luke Bergman, and Nolan Grevy. They scored 7 and 13. They trail by 9 at the half.
The Jackson Center with defensive intensity, Chuck, that was off the Richter scale for much of that first half. It may have shocked Botkins a little bit. Trojans unable to run their offense like Botkins wants to. Botkins has played so well the first 5 games. But Jackson Center defensively, game in, game out, as good a club as there is in the area. And I'm not talking about just Division IV. I'm talking about all divisions, all high school teams. Nobody plays defense quite like Jackson Center. Botkins, the last 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter, really stepped it up defensively and was able to run its offense a little bit better, too. Botkins got right back into this game, Chuck. Trojans need to start the second half well.
Well, I think that what they're talking about in the Jackson Center locker room is that once they got the 15-point lead, I think they took some shots.
Yes.
That Coach Elkert's not going to be totally thrilled about. Good shots, you know, but not that early in the game. And on the other side, Botkins has to go in there and go, we didn't play very well, and we're only down 9.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. And that's Brett Meyer's message to his young men. We played much, much better than this season. Here we are against a favored Jackson Center club tonight, not having performed like we can, and we are just 3 3-pointers behind in this game.
Well, you got to be impressed by the way they came back. With it 24-9, it truly could have just slid. Yep. He used two timeouts and got things righted, and that's what good coaches do.
Yeah, job well done by Brett Meyer. Exactly. If he doesn't get all of those timeouts called, this game could have unraveled and gotten away from the Trojans for good. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health providing athletic trainers on site for Shelby County Schools, Sydney High as well. A lot of gratitude to Wilson Health Sports Medicine. On the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Every year, I think, since the 2008-09 season. Gratitude to Wilson Health, longtime anchor underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. 29-20 at the halftime break in favor of Jackson Center over Bodkins. Again, as we alluded earlier, we are without sound from our laptop computer here tonight. We were a little mystified prior to going on the air tonight as to why we could not hear Van Halen or our various commercials. We believe now it's a cable. It's not the sound element inside the laptop, but a cable. And these cables, at the end of them, where they make connection into the mixer box or the laptop, get worn out, sometimes fail, don't make a connection at all. So you are going to hear more of Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee tonight
than you want to. Well, Red has assured me he has all the cables and connections to be able to fix this. He did say that because the external mic was working perfectly, that it's not the sound card. He said it's got to be a cord. So
right.
That's a much better solution.
Yes, the external mic to the laptop was picking up sound. Thus, it is not the sound card in the laptop. But we'll have it corrected tomorrow morning, a new cable. We've got two games for you on Saturday. On the air at 2:10, webcast time. Fort Loramie girls at Anna tomorrow night, webcast time at 7:40. New Bremen at Fort Loramie boys. Don't forget on Tuesday, we see these Bodkins Trojans again at New Knoxville. Tip-off 7:30 on the air at 7:10 on Tuesday night, New Knoxville at Bodkins. Some of you may have heard of Brookins in Fort Loramie. Some of you have not. Shame on you if you haven't. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. LaCal and Jackson Center once moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys basketball games, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. For Jackson Center, Jacqueline Schmiesing, a senior cheerleader, daughter of Kelly and Andy, a 4.0 GPA student, takes part in FCCLA Student Senate. She participates in baton twirling competition, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, show choir, drama. She'll go to Bowling Green and pursue early childhood education. For Bodkins, Bailey Johnson, a senior cheerleader for the Bodkins Trojans. daughter of Missy and Dan Johnson, 3.2 GPA, participating in FFA. She's an infielder for the softball team, active in 4-H, a student council representative, FCCLA, a competitive dance, and is the Botkins Carousel Queen. She'll study at Ball State, minor in business, major in special education. Couldn't have two better Local Equipment Spotlight cheerleaders tonight than Jacqueline Schmeezing of Jackson Center, Bailey Johnson of Botkins. The two schools can be quite proud of those two young ladies. Action underway. We start play here in the third quarter. Botkins with the ball outside the arc, deep right corner. Here's a long jumper missed on the play by Cameron Flora, and Jackson Center's got it forecourt to her right. Straight on, wide open. Bryce Sosby, nobody checks him out. He lets it go. It's off the rim, knocked out by the Tigers.
That's a good look. Just came up a little bit short.
That's one that Bryce, more often than not, will make. 7:25 to go here in the third. Botkins forecourt to her left. Down by 9 after trailing by 15 with over 3 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Bergman catching in the post. He's bodied by a couple of different players from Jackson Center, and there's a foul. 7:13 left in quarter number 3. 29-20. Jackson Center up 9. Botkins inbounds right into Bergman. Mid-block. Nine-footer, turns, half-hook, left-handed, good. Oh, what a play by Chad Bergman.
That is a absolutely perfect post play.
That's a college-style half-hook shot, half-jump shot, back to the basket. Chad Bergman poured it in. He's got 3 buckets in this game. Here's Jackson Center running its offense beautifully. Fine dish, Zorn hits Drew Sosby, slicing off a screen through the lane. Drew lays it in there. 31-22 in favor of Jackson Center. Botkins had cut it to 7. Tigers came right back. Nearly a walk on the arc by Fullenkamp. Fullenkamp hands to Flora. Now to Bergman. Back to the basket. Being guarded by Brady Wildermuth. Fullenkamp puts it on the floor. Jackson Center gets a mitt on it. Pounds it away. It's rolling out of bounds off Botkins' last. That's the double team, and Chad's got to be aware of it. If he feels pressure, go right back to the arc with the ball. Or turn, jump, and shoot. Here's Drew Sosby, 25 feet out on the right. Looks inside for Wildermuth. Here's the pass over the top. It cleared Bergman. Weak side help by Botkins from Eric Grevy. But a foul call. They sandwiched Brady Wildermuth.
Yeah, he got there a little late.
Both teams fundamentally, Chuck, trying to guard the opposition's pivot players the same way.
Exactly.
Bracketing front and back. Inbounding Tigers into the right corner. Sosby, open look. He hoists one to the rim. Too long. Rebounded by Botkins. Drew made a few shots early. He's cooled off considerably. Botkins down 9. Trojans can cut it to 7 or 6. Fullenkamp on the arc. Goes to Luke Bergman. Into Chad. He gives it up right back into Chad. He's jostled in the paint. Makes the 8-footer, fouled before. No goal.
Correct call. Heck of a move.
Yes.
Correct call.
5:38 to go here in the third. 31-22 Jackson Center. Botkins trying to make it interesting. Eric Grevy right corner. Lobbing into Chad. Ooh, threw it out on the arc to the shooter who didn't take advantage. Now Fullenkamp. Dribbles with the left. Goes to the foul line. Gives it up to Luke Bergman, 20 feet out near side. Cameron Flora, picked up by Zorn. Out of Fullenkamp. Near the far sideline, Luke Bergman. Spins, picks up his dribble. Zips a pass to Flora, near side, Fullenkamp. Trojans clear out, Fullenkamp doesn't drive. Now coming out to catch is Luke Bergman, into Chad. Chad splits a couple defenders, goes up and under, 5-footer, good by Bergman.
Well, now that Brady's got 2 fouls, he's got to be a little more careful, but he needs to get a hand out there and not let that entry pass be caught down that low.
Soft touch by Chad Bergman. Tigers come right back into Wildermuth. He can't shoot it. Throws it to Zorn on the arc. Line drive jumper around and out. No good. Rebounded by Botkins. Down 7. 4:35 to go in the third. Straight away, Cameron Flora. Oh, nice drive by him. Got around a couple defenders. Shot it hard. No good, though. Rebounded by Brady. A run out. Jackson 3-on-2. Sosby to the cup. Missed it. Brady Wildermuth on the follow. And he's yanked on the right arm. 31-24. Jackson center by 7. Botkins had a fairly difficult shot from short range attempted last trip down at the 4.5-minute mark to get this game within 5. Couldn't connect. Tigers inbounding, goes to Bryce Sosby, 30 feet out. Now back to Drew, coming off a screen, right flank, missed it, three-pointer, rebound, far side of the floor, it is out of bounds.
He's getting good looks, just not knocking them down.
Gavin Boozer hustled after it for Jackson Center, can't fault the effort. He simply ran out of court space. 4:10 to go, third quarter, Botkins to midcourt. 7-point lead, Tigers. Foul line extended left. Nolan Grevy into the paint against Brady Wildermuth. Now to Fullenkamp. High left, it's Cameron Floyd. Trojans need an offensive player to step up here. Here's Fullenkamp getting the ball. Baseline right. He's behind the glass. Shot it. It hit the side of the board. Came down to the Tigers. Long pass up the floor. Botkin spoils it. It goes out of bounds. 3:48 remaining in the third quarter. 31-24, Jackson Center by 7.
Well, with Chad Bergman taking a rest, Jackson needs to get the ball into Wildermuth.
Sosby into Brady, double team, triple team, thrown on the arc. It's knocked away by Botkins, goes into the backcourt. Here's Sosby, scattered floor, a little 3-on-2 mini break. He fed it off on the plate of the shooter who made the shot, but Drew Sosby went right through the Botkins defender after dealing off the pass.
That's why you stop at the foul line and you jump stop with 2 feet, and then that doesn't happen.
We are stuck at 31-24. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Tigers by 7. Nolan Grevy on the arc. Launching a three-pointer. Botkins, high archer, Luke Bergman. Swish! He's got it. Four-point game. 31-27. Botkins within 4. Drew Sosby outside the arc. Gives it up to Zorn. Back to Drew. Nobody guards him. He lets it fly. No good. Off the back flange. Brady Wildermuth couldn't track the rebound down. Botkins does. Here come the Trojans. Baseline drive. Punched away from behind the Jackson center. Careless possession by Botkins. Quickly down the floor. Zorn. Yeah. It's Brady Wildermuth. Driving layup. Yes.
What a great look that time.
Yes, it was. Botkins a little sloppy at our left end of the floor, Chuck, to cut the deficit to 2, and Jackson made the Trojans pay with a fast basket at the other end. Brady Wildermuth got it. It's back up to 6 at 33-27 with 2:50 left to go here in the third quarter. We've got a ball game.
Well, I watched Bryce Sosby play as a JV player last year as a freshman. Just being honest, he didn't have a whole lot of help out there with him. But he still, you could just see he was going to be a terrific basketball player.
Botkins Trojans ball down to our right. Inbounding Nolan Grevy. Let's see, we've got a substitution for Jackson Center, which momentarily, before play got started, had 6 on the court.
He got there too late, he couldn't sub.
Right. Aaron Fullenkamp walks it up over the timeline for Botkins. Trojans moving from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you imagine things here tonight on Scores Broadcast. Fullenkamp shot fake, running one-hander. Yes, he banked it in. Good play by Aaron Fullenkamp as he took off toward the basket from the left wing. They shaded him to the middle of the floor. He took advantage, kissed one in off the window. It's a 4-point game again.
Botkins come out 1-2-2, now half court. They changed into a zone.
Yeah, I like the strategy. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Sosby to Zorn, back to Sosby, back to Zorn. Here's Drew, near side. Now it's Bryce Sosby with the ball on top. Baseline left, handed off to Boozer, nearly walked. Now to Drew Sosby, 25 feet away, near side. Rotation to Zorn. Baseline left, Boozer. Good ball movement. Near side, Drew lets it go. Three-pointer. It's online. We can tell that, but it's too long. Rebounded Botkins. Look out. Here's a drive the other way. Dazzling play, Eric Grevy. Got it to go. He banked it in. Count it. and one. He's at the stripe. Beautiful fast break driving layup by Botkins Trojans' Eric Grevy. Boy, he took off like a flash from midcourt. Drew Sosby has gone ice cold for the Jackson Center Tigers.
So they're all real good looks. As a coach, you still want him to keep putting that shot up.
33-31, Jackson Center by two. A minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Three-point chance for Eric Grevy. He pumps it up and in. We've got a one-point game now. 33-32. Botkins within one. Minute 34 left in the third. Outside the arc, Bryce Sosby, near side to Drew. Drew to Hickman, who's in now. He's in the top of the circle. Ball zipped to Brady Willerbooth in the right corner. He darts into the lane. Leaves it for Zorn on top. Back out to Drew Sosby. Drives. Pull up 15-footer. He's tipped on the wrist. Missed the shot. Little contact. And Drew Sosby's got two free throws coming right now. He's the go-to guy for Jackson Center. He's taking most all the shots from the perimeter. Free throw, Drew Sosby up and in. He circled it down through the cylinder. 34-32 in favor of Jackson Center. Boy, this Botkins team, Chuck, if it gets points from players in addition to Bergman, the black and gold can be mighty tough.
Yeah, I mean, there's some talent out there, that's for sure, and they play well as a team.
Sosby makes both shots, 35-32. Jackson Center by three. Just over a minute to play, third quarter. Here's Aaron Fullenkamp, dribbling. Drew Sosby tips it away. Outlet pass, Jackson Center down the floor, knocked out by Botkins. Drew Sosby with a sleight of hand steal.
Too much dribbling.
Yes, indeed.
I moved the basketball.
Turnover, Botkins. Jackson Center with an opportunity. 58 seconds left. Third quarter, Zorn head of the key. Steps inside the top. Lets it fly. 17-footer, a long deuce. Missed it. Too much oomph on it. Rebounded by Botkins. Players hit the deck in backcourt. Trojans still have it. Up the floor, Fullenkamp finds Nolan Grevy. Nolan Grevy to the rack. Up and in. 35-34. Scattered floor. Botkins took advantage. 33 seconds left, third period. We've got a barn burner at the Habitat of the Cat. 26 seconds left. Third quarter of action. One-point lead, Tigers. Drew Sosby near midcourt. Bouncing. Luke Bergman on him. Hickman sets a high screen. Down to 12, 11, 10. Drew Sosby lost the basketball. Kicked it. He lost it to the corner. It went out of bounds. Drew Sosby guilty of a little too much dribbling maybe right there.
Well, they were going for the last shot, but nice job. Fullenkamp stuck a hand in and then forced him to dribble it off his leg.
Oh, tenacious D by Fullenkamp. 7 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribbling up the floor, Eric Grevy. Grevy off balance, drive in the lane. Tipped away by Brady Wilder with good defense by Brady in the paint to deny Botkins the lead at the end of the third quarter. Outstanding D by both clubs on those last two possessions. Stellar defense at each end for Botkins against Drew Sosby and for Jackson Center against Eric Grevy. Yep, 8 minutes to go in this game, 35-34 in favor of Jackson Center over Botkins by a scant point. Our halftime score in this game was 29-20. Jackson Center limited to a scant 6 points in that third quarter of play. Botkins racked up 14, cutting a 9-point deficit down to one. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, REISS, reaches out to 8 small businesses. Adam Rice provides high-tech computer solutions, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, REISS, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, on the air with us since our inception here on Scores Broadcast. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, and American Architectural Glass in Clayton. We're up the fourth quarter, gets started on a positive note for Jackson Center as Drew Sosby gets a screen, a fine look, a 14-footer, and he pumped it up and in. Nothing but net. Quickly, here comes Botkins down the floor. On the arc straight away, Fullenkamp tries to slip a pass inside to Bergman. Jackson Center gets a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds. Drew Sosby had been cold, but he keeps right on shooting. He netted a big goal to start the fourth quarter for the Tigers. Inside pass, Botkins to Chad Bergman. He is triple-teamed by a trio of Tigers who steal it. Quickly down the floor, Drew Sosby, left corner. Here is Botkins diving on the floor. Oh, what a hustle play by Fullenkamp. He stole it and got the T.O.
That was a heck of a play by Fullenkamp. You're right. Drew Sosby's just trying to do a little too much right now with the basketball.
And I tell you what, Botkins knows that Drew Sosby has been the go-to guy. He's a marked man right now. Drew's going to have to earn every single point he gets the rest of this game. 7-11 to go, fourth quarter, 37-34. Jackson Center by three over Botkins. So many thanks to Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around, as well as Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, plus the Bluffton University MBA program and custom foam products in Fort Lauderdale. Botkins with the ball, down three, 1:05 gone, fourth quarter. Here's a telegraph pass, Drew Sosby on the steal. Sosby the run out, he's belted from the backside. He'll get two. Well, Botkins a little careless. Drew Sosby anticipating.
That's the first time they've been really sloppy here in the second half.
Yes. Trojans with a few unnecessary miscues in the first two quarters. Botkins righted itself with a good floor game in that third period. Drew Sosby, however, is in and out on the foul shot. Nailed in the act of shooting. His second is up and in. Scoreboard reads 14 fouls each way. The lead for Jackson Center back to four now, 38-34. Outside the arc of the left for Botkins. It's floored. Aaron Fullenkamp in the head of the key doesn't shoot. Nolan Grevy catches. Gives it up to Eric, who goes baseline. He's sandwiched by two players. Jackson Center takes it away. Two big steals by the Tigers. Drew Sosby, forecourt left. Long, high, arching jumper, three-pointer. No good, short. He hesitated and pulled the trigger anyway and missed it. Ball is poked out by Jackson Center.
There are very few times I would say that Drew Sosby takes a bad shot, but that time it was, like you said, he hesitated too much.
Here comes Botkins over the timeline, Fullenkamp. Chad Bergman needs to touch it. He goes to Nolan Grevy, baseline right. Powers toward the rim, double-teamed. There's a scrum for a loose ball. It's tied up. Botkins will keep it. Boy, Jackson Center's defense from about 15 feet on in toward the basket has got tentacles reaching all over the hardwood right now.
They got some amazingly quick hands.
Yep, Chad Bergman has been suffocated on the interior. Botkins would love to get the ball inside to Chad. Hickman and Wildermuth in front and in back. Outside the arc, near side, Nolan Grevy. Botkins down four. 5:50 left, fourth quarter. Nolan Grevy into the lane. Bounce pass to Chad Bergman. He fumbled it off his knee. Stolen by Jackson. Down the floor quickly. The trailer is torn. Up and in with the left hand. 40-34. Jackson Center's opened up a six-point lead. High-low action. Botkins. Eric Grevy tried to airmail one down inside to Chad Bergman. And somebody was holding the big fella for Botkins.
Well, Hickman was beaten, and he knew it, and he just reached out and grabbed. It looked like me playing pass defense in football.
You're saying that was a P.I.?
That was a pass interference, yeah. Right there.
5:31 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins behind the six. Beneath the rim, Fullenkamp throws right corner. Floor, baseline. Hands off to Luke Bergman. Shot in and out. No good. Tough break. Oh, what a tenacious rebound by Botkins. scraped off the floor by Cameron Flora. He's wrapped up from behind. Common foul, Jackson Center. 5 minutes, 23 seconds left to go here in the fourth. Jackson Center owns a six-point lead. Follenkamp baseline right into Flora. Flora running toward the rim, shovels it, no good. Stick back, yes. Chad Bergman gets two. 40 to 36. The lead for Jackson Center. Cut back to four. 5 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the game. Zorn outside the arc on the left. Holds it, holds it. Cuts to the head of the key. Now to Brady Wildermuth. Bergman on him on the perimeter. Brady fakes left, goes right. Baseline, hooks it back to Sosby. Shot fake. Now to Brady, right corner. Step back three. Hit the flange. Long rebound, Tigers. They reset. Sosby's got it. 20 feet out. 4:40 left to go in the game. 4-point lead, Jackson Center. Left side, Zorn. Zorn has it stripped away. Cameron Flora sliced in there and jerked it right out of his hands. Long throw down the floor. Eric Grevy, he slices to the rim all the way to the basket for two. What a play by Grevy. 40 to 38, four straight for the Trojans. 4:16 to go, fourth quarter. Nearly a high dribble palming violation on Jackson Center. Steal, though. Intercepted Bodkins. Stolen right back by Bryce Sosby. Bounce pass to Hickman. It goes too far. Out of bounds. Bodkins' ball. A chance to tie or take the lead.
That was good thought and bad execution.
Bodkins speeding Jackson Center up. The last few times the Tigers have had the ball. Four straight points for the Trojans. Down two. 3:56 left. Fourth quarter. On top with the ball, Luke Bergman. Picked up by Bryce Sosby. Left corner, Cameron Flora. Back to Luke. Fakes right. Goes left. Chad sets a screen. He rolls. Chad doesn't get the ball. Here's Aaron Follenkamp. Dribbling, dribbling. 20 feet away to Luke. Coming out to catch Cameron Flora. Near side, Follenkamp. Bodkins has shot threes very well this year. Jackson Center not giving the black and gold an opening, though, behind the arc right now. Two-point lead, Jackson Center. 3:17 to go, fourth quarter. Follenkamp dribbles left corner. Bounced it off his toe. Loose ball. Far sideline. Jackson Center nicks it last and goes out of bounds. Ooh, Tigers almost got the mistake. Both teams at times a little too much dribbling for these tenacious defenses.
Well, I agree. And at that time, they were trying to reset their offense, and it took a little too long to get everybody in the right spot.
We are all the way down to 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. 40 to 38 in favor of Jackson Center. Bodkins has never led in this game. Cut it to one, did Bodkins. About 6 minutes ago. Here's a pass by the Bodkins Trojans. High post to the low post. Jackson Center swats it right out of bounds. Bodkins has not been in front in this contest. Bodkins with the ball baseline left. Follenkamp inbounds. Good feed on the play to Cameron Flora. Shot fake. Drive. Banks it in off the window. Cameron Flora looked at the 15-footer. The defense jumped him. Cameron took it to the cup. We're tied at 40. First time Bodkins has been even tonight. Down to 2:50 left to go. With the ball, Bryce Sosby. Outside the arc to Drew. Back to Bryce. Foul on extended right. Right corner, Brady Wildermuth. Drives. Hooks a pass to the three-point shooter. A long one by Zorn. Way off the mark. Bodkins with the ball. Game tied. 2:30 left to go. Here's Aaron Follenkamp near midcourt on the bounce. Aaron gives it up to Cameron Flora, who fakes left, goes right, around Brady Wildermuth, who nudged him in the act of shooting. Two free throws here for the Bodkins Trojans. Cameron Flora, the 5'11 senior.
I agree with the foul call. I'm not sure I agree with the two-shot foul.
Bodkins perhaps caught a break. Free throw, Flora in and out, no good. Had that been called the one and one, Jackson Center would have garnered the rebound, but instead, floor on the two-shot foul. Is back at the strike. Botkin shooting for the lead. It is no good. He missed it long. I think, though, a Tiger was in the lane.
Wildermuth got in there too soon.
Yep, he sure did. I thought I saw it, Chuck. The official did for sure.
Yeah, he had the whistle, so that's what mattered.
40 to 40. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw here. Aiming, shooting. Is Flora missed it shy of the mark. No good. It hung on the front ring and fell into the lap of Brady Wildermuth. Tied up at 40 apiece. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Zorn to Bryce Sosby. Right corner to Drew. Back to Bryce. To Zorn. It's whipped into the left corner to Boozer. Bounce pass to Drew Sosby, 25 feet out. He gives it up, gets it back. Long jump shot, three-point land. Hit the backboard first, then the rim. Jackson center chased down the long rebound, and Botkins fouled. Ethan Zorn will shoot.
Out of bounds.
Nope, it's a common personal. You're right.
They got one more to give.
Uh-huh. A minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 40. Inbounding, baseline left of the hoop is Wildermuth on top to Sosby, sizes up a three, off to the left, no good. Another long rebound by the Tigers, who've been gifted in that department in this game tonight. They have gotten many second chance opportunities on bad misses from three-point land. Here's Sosby, a good entry to Brady Wildermuth. He gets Bergman on his right hip, leans in toward the rim, misses the shot short. But Bergman cracks down on Brady, who's got two free throws. That was a good, quick entry by Sosby. Free throw, Wildermuth. Swish! He's got it. 41 to 40, Jackson Center. Well, that last pass by Drew Sosby doesn't go down anywhere in the scorebook, Chuck, but it made these two shots happen.
Yeah, it doesn't even show up as an assist.
No, And Wildermuth has got both foul shots to give Jackson Center a two-point lead with a minute 41 to go.
I keep reaching for the mouse to play a commercial when we have breaks.
That's understandable. Very understandable. Well, what a game tonight here at Jackson Center. We thought it would be a good one, especially after the way Botkin started out this year playing very good basketball. And we've got a thriller right down to the wire. Botkin has never led. 42-40, Jackson Center in front. A minute 41 remaining here in the fourth quarter of this game.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I know this is getting out quite a ways into February, but can you imagine what the Pickwa sectional is going to look like with all these teams with the ability? You won't know where to go on the bracket.
No. Any club in the Shelby County League can knock off another on any given night. It's fair game. You drop your guard, you're going to get beat. Minute and a half to go. Botkins with the ball, down two. Head of the key with the ball. It's Cameron Flora. It's dumped into Bergman. Back to the basket. Almost walked. Gave it up to Fullenkamp. Here's a bad pass inside for Bergman. Jackson Center gets a hand on it, but the Tigers are out of bounds.
Yeah, they got a break that time because when Bergman caught that, he was leaning back to feel pressure. Nobody was there, and he kind of shuffled both feet.
Yep, Botkins did get a reprieve. Inbounded to Flora in the right corner. Minute 17 to go in the game. Botkins down two. Big possession. Botkins must take care of the ball right here. Baseline right. Botkins dribbling out of bounds. The ball handler hit the stripe.
He had nowhere to go on that baseline. He needed to turn back out.
Oh, that's a real tough break for Botkins. Luke Bergman right there. Jackson Center with a two-point lead. Has the ball. 60 seconds remaining. Here's Bryce Sosby, double-teamed on the arc. Right corner, Zorn. Zorn's hemmed in. Hooks the pass to Brady Wildermuth straight away. I don't think Jackson Center's going to shoot it.
They'll shoot a layup, and that's pretty much it.
Tigers are in the 1-1. There's a loose ball in the lane. It's snarfed up off the floor by Brady Wildermuth. He leans in, a power shot, no good, but he's jammed. Foul. I think Bergman got a piece of him.
They called it on Fullenkamp.
Fullenkamp saved the two. That was a break for Jackson Center. The ball was loose in the lane. Botkins missed it. Brady Wildermuth, with his long arms, came out of there with it. He was right in front of the rim, so he decided to shoot. He was pounded on, Two free throws. The first, no good. That's big. The most the Tigers lead here could be is three. He hits the next one. Botkins down three. 48.3 to go here in the fourth quarter. Brett Meyer down to her left for the Trojans, shouting out instructions. Into Bergman. Bergman twisting, turning. He tripped. He fell down. Lost it out of bounds. Now the officials confirm.
I think it was touched. I think it's going to be Botkins' ball.
And I'll tell you what, Chuck, here at Jackson Center on the Tigers' floor, that is a superb piece of officiating.
You know what? I couldn't see it from here, but boy, he was adamant that he saw the ball touched.
Yep. The call is corrected. Botkins gets it. It's inbounded to Bergman in the right corner. 37 seconds to go. Botkins down by three. You don't need a triple now. You need a deuce, and then you may have to foul. 28 seconds left. Here's Fullenkamp behind the arc. Right side pass to the three-point shooter. A long one, high in the air. In and out. Luke Bergman had circled the rim. It was below the cylinder. Rebound, though, by Botkins, and a foul.
A lot of contact on the rebound. I think it was probably a no-call. They probably could have called three fouls on each team.
And Cameron Flores at the stripe. A 1-1, 21.8 to go.
He just missed three, counting the lane violation.
Botkins needs these. It is rolling all the way around the rim. Rolling in. It circled the iron four times and fell through. You're right. Floyd missed a trio of shots previously at the stripe. It's now 43-41, 21.8 to go. You make, then you foul. Free throw. Bouncing. Oh, a favorable hop off the flange. It went through. And a timeout is called. 21.8 to go. 43-42.
I think we just had a sub. I don't think there was a... That's what the horn was about.
Jackson Center up a point. Just under 22 seconds remaining. 10 players in backcourt. Tigers enter it to Sosby. He's 60 feet away. Dribbling midcourt. Flips it off. Drew to Bryce. Bryce into the half court. Botkins needs to foul. Here's a reach around hack.
Still going to be 1-1.
1-1. Eric Grevy committed to personal. 12 seconds to go. 43-42 Jackson Center.
Sosby 5-6 from the free throw line this evening.
Sosby has been hot at the stripe. Drew Sosby steps up there. He has not shot a good percentage from the floor. Free throw by Drew. Calmly, yes. 44-42 in favor of Jackson Center. And we've got a timeout called by Botkins as the Trojans will set up strategy after a make or a miss and at the same time try to ice the shooter, Drew Sosby. Jackson Center leads it 44-42 with 12 seconds to go. Sosby, one more free throw coming.
With Sosby shooting 43% from behind the arc for the season, he has not made, I don't know how many he has attempted tonight. He hasn't made one, though, so he's got to be 0 for 8, maybe.
Oh, I'd say that's a good guess. And he's missed at least a half a dozen twos.
But I'll tell you, if I'm coaching this team, that's who I want shooting the basketball.
Exactly, exactly.
Throw it inside to Brady or have Sosby shoot it. That's what I want to see.
You don't go away from your strength. Boy, this Botkins team has shown me a lot tonight, Chuck. Good balance. Players have stepped up, made points when Jackson Center has bottled Chad Bergman with two guys and three defenders at times.
And Bergman has 15. I mean, it's not like he's having a bad night.
No.
But you're right. And everything he has made, he has earned.
Again, so many thanks to our fine anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude to them all, Cal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Clayton. The free throw is swished by Drew Sosby, and Jackson Center calls a timeout. They head by three, 45-42, with a dozen seconds left in this game.
Now you got to really probably think about taking a three Or if you get it down and you see Bergman open in the lane, try to get him a three-point fashion, the old-fashioned way. But with 12 seconds to go, you got to be thinking tie the game at this point.
Yep. Botkins, in one game this year, had four different players make threes. In another game, the Trojans had three different players make threes. In fact, in the win over Fort Loramie by a score of 47-33, four different young men, Egbert, Eric Gravy, Cameron Floyd, and Luke Bergman, all jacked up triples and made them. So Botkins has potential three-point gunners all over the court.
I'm impressed. I think they may throw the ball into Bergman. He can take the ball to the basket. If they collapse on him, you've got to spot up on the arc and try to tie the game. So either way, you're in pretty good shape if you score.
On the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard, it's 42-40. Jackson Center, Botkins with the ball at the end of the floor. Pressure applied by Jackson Center. 12 seconds to go. Looking to inbound the Trojans. It's fed up the floor to Fullenkamp. To Flora. Fullenkamp's got it 25 feet out. 6 seconds left. Dribbling right corner, Bergman. Deep right corner. Three ball by Botkins. A foul. Jackson Center. 1.8 to go. Three free throws here for Luke Bergman. Oh, what a finish. Bergman's got all kinds of pressure on his shoulders now.
He hadn't been to the line yet tonight either, so the first one's the toughest.
He is an excellent three-point shooter. Jackson Center covered him up. Bergman forced it. Jackson Center was a little overzealous in guarding him and knocked his arm. The ball went 10 feet. He made the first free throw. Second one, Bergman. Oh, it's way short. No good.
Now he's got a miss, and they got to try to tip it in, so they're going to call a timeout and talk about that.
Timeout, Jackson Center with 1.8 remaining. The Tigers with a precarious 2-point lead over Botkins, 45-43. Trojans with one more free throw coming.
So if he makes this, basically the game's over. So he needs to miss this. They need to get the rebound and have a putback to have any chance of tying this thing up.
He calmly swished the first one.
Pulled the string on the second.
Nervously short arm,
yep.
Shot number two.
And that's certainly not a critique.
No. I tell you what, Chuck, I would be wetting my pants if I were at the foul line. I wouldn't have the ball out of my hands yet. I'd get the time limit call, no free throw.
I think in all the years I played basketball, there's only one time that I ever made two free throws in the last few seconds to win a game, and that's after I'd moved to Bell Fountain away from Piqua, and we came back into Piqua, and I beat it in the old field house as a freshman, and they didn't like me much. I never did it again, though.
One big shout-out tonight to Isla Fry up in Napoleon. Hello, Isla. Isla Fry, Brett Myers' mother-in-law. Brett, the head coach at Botkins. Isla, you can be quite proud of your Trojans here tonight. Brett Meyer and his staff have coached an excellent game. Trojans have played very well. Still down two, though. 1.8 remaining. Free throw, Luke Bergman. He'll try to miss it. It's in and out. He almost made it. Rebounded by Drew Sosby. Hacking foul, Botkins.
Well, I was getting ready to say, one of the hardest things you do is try to miss a free throw and not shoot it too hard or shoot an air ball. It truly is a hard thing to do.
Well, that was as close to a make as a miss can be. That thing was rattling two or three times, popped out. Botkins had no chance for the board. Free throw by Sosby at the other end. 1-1. It is good. This young man has ice water in his veins at the stripe. 46-43. 0.4 of a second to go. Second shot, Sosby got it again, and it's over. Botkins will inbound. It's airmailed 60 feet down the floor. Zorn makes a running over-the-shoulder interception for the Tigers, and this game is in the books. The Jackson Center Tigers hold on, win a thriller, 47-43 over the Botkins Trojans, who staged a great comeback tonight, once down 24-9 in this game. Botkins roared back and tied up the contest at 40 late before Jackson Center withstands the onslaught from the Trojans and wins by a mere 4 points. 47-43. Tigers go to 4-0. Botkins as good a 3-3 team as there is around, that's for sure. And we'll see the Trojans again on Tuesday night at New Knoxville. Looking forward to that game. I really like the look of this Botkins club. A lot of hustle and scoring balance all over the floor, potentially. And when Botkins is able to get 25 or 30 points from three or four other young men in addition to Chad Bergman, Botkins will be very tough to beat, no doubt about it. Chuck, let's take a look at the scorebook tonight. We see that Mr. Sosby shot the ball a lot for Jackson Center, but Drew did garner 19 points on only five field goals.
Yep.
He was at the free throw line often.
9 of 10 from the free throw line. And I'll tell you what, Brady Rodemuth, who's about a 52% free throw shooter, knocked home 3 of 4 in that fourth quarter, and those were all big free throws. He ended up with 16 also. You go on the other side, Chad Bergman had 15. Botkins had shot the free throws well until the fourth quarter, and then they were only 3 of 7 in the fourth quarter. That hurt him a little bit. And if I add this quickly, they shot the ball 10 times. They were, and Jackson Center was 8 of 10. There's a difference in your ball game.
Exactly. Free throw shooting fourth quarter. Jackson Center won that war and wins the battle on the floor. Final tally, once again, Chuck, was what, 47-43?
Sure.
Yeah, 47-43, Drew Sosby.
I forgot to write that down.
Up to Jackson Center. Sosby iced it with two made free throws in the last 0.4 of a second. Botkins, with 1.8 to go, was down three and needed three makes from Luke Bergman to tie the game with just under two to go. He swished the first, short on the second, in and out on the third. Drew Sosby latched onto the rebound. He shot a couple free throws, good at the other end, and that's how we finish 47-43. Glad we were here. Good choice. Good choice for tonight's Shelby County League affair here at Jackson Center.
Well, you know, you got two locker rooms that have probably two locker rooms that are kind of happy with what they watched. Jackson Center happy because they won, but they think they can probably play better. And Botkins proved that, man, they can play with anybody in the Shelby County League.
Oh, no question. And Botkins gets right back into action tomorrow night at Ridgemont and then goes to New Knoxville on Tuesday. You talk about road warriors right now.
Yep.
The Trojans are just that. Fairlawn, or I should say, Jackson Center's got a date with Fairlawn on the road next Friday evening. That is a big game in the Shelby County League, to be sure. That's a huge contest coming up next Friday night as the Jackson Center Tigers staple defense and solid free throw shooting. Those two factors, the difference in this game here tonight. But a lot of good things to say about head coach Brett Myers' Botkins Trojans. It's a team that's going to be a serious challenger for anybody in the Shelby County League. And I tell you what, Botkins may not win the league, Chuck, but they will have a lot to say about who does.
They're a good basketball team. And you know what? They've had some down years the last few years. But two things about that. You can always tell they're coached, and they do the right things on the floor. And come tournament time, you didn't want to play them because no matter, they got, every year that I've watched Coach Myers' teams play, they get better as the season goes on. That's the mark of a good basketball coach.
Yeah, this Jackson Center team had beaten Botkins 8 straight times before this game tonight. This evening makes it 9 in a row. Botkins' last victory was in late February, early March of 2011 when the Trojans knocked off Jackson Center in the tournament 47-46. And then prior to that win by Botkins over Jackson Center, the Tigers had won the 6 games before that. So with the victory tonight, Jackson Center is now won by my count 9-6, 15 of the last 16 over Botkins. Botkins' day will come as the Trojans got mighty close to upsetting the Tigers here tonight at the Habitat of the Cat. It was homecoming. In fact, a lot of photo ops taking place
at the big 3D full-color Tiger logo at midcourt right now. Drew Sosby, our Clancy Star of the Game winner, was crowned king, and Peyton Esser queen tonight here at Jackson Center.
Two good choices.
Yep. Chad Bergman wins the Clancy's Award for Botkins.
Yes.
Drew Sosby for Jackson Center. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And don't think of Clancy's as just a lunch or evening meal spot. Outstanding, inexpensive breakfast at Clancy's, too. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Again tonight, a problem with our cable on our laptop computer. Second time that's happened in probably 6 years. We'll get it remedied tomorrow morning. We've got games for you tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. 2:10 webcast time tomorrow for Fort Loramie at Anna Girls. 7:40 webcast time tomorrow night for New Bremen at Fort Loramie Boys. Our underwriting sponsors included Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf developing Timber Trail, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, a number of beautiful wooded lots available. The developer Middendorf Builders, which will construct a gorgeous customized home according to your plans and specifications. And thanks to the In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot at John Hemp Imagery. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On Time High Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Gratitude as well to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Clayton. Thanks so much to Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie, the owner at AAG Inc. in Clayton. And LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal has been on the air with us since our inception here on ScorersBroadcast.com. And we simply could not have gotten off the ground nearly 10 years ago without the support of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We noted for you earlier tonight our LaCal Equipment spotlight cheerleaders, a couple seniors, one from each school, Jacqueline Schmiesing from Jackson Center High School, and Bailey Johnson from Botkins. Jacqueline Schmiesing, Bailey Johnson, two senior cheerleaders, our LaCal Equipment spotlight performers tonight. Those two young ladies excel in class and in extracurricular activities and in cheerleading and sports activities as well. Chuck really enjoyed it tonight. Great game. Hopefully we'll be back to full strength technically tomorrow. We got two games left on Saturday, 6-game week. It hasn't been kind on our voices. You've got a cold.
I'm getting
over one, but this game was so good. I was pumped up all night long. I feel like I could do the second game of a doubleheader right now.
Well, and then call me and tell me how it goes. I've got a fever, and I think I need to go home.
Oh, my goodness. The Botkins Trojans now 3-3, Jackson Center 4-0. And these two clubs will meet again. Boy, that'll be a heck of a match at Botkins later on this season. I'm looking for the date of that game right now, Chuck. I may not be able to find it very quickly, but that will be an outstanding encounter back at Botkins, the return engagement between these two teams. Brett Meyer, Scott Elkert, two outstanding head coaches. Always a real joy to watch those two head coaches go at it head-to-head all night long. And they strategized
And I tell you what, more often than not, what they implemented worked this evening. At times, the defenses took over. The offenses were stymied. Occasionally, too much dribbling by both teams. But credit the defenses for forcing that to happen. Brett Gish is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside on stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night until tomorrow at 2:10. Anna Fort Loramie girls at Anna. Should be a fine game tomorrow night, 7:40 p.m. from Fort Loramie. New Bremen, Fort Loramie boys. Final score, once again, Jackson Center in a cliffhanger over Bodkins, 47-43.